What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And Mike is now in our control room, but we're still not going to take some phone calls for a while because I got a lot of news to go through. So, especially considering we're coming up on a holiday, it's been a very, very busy news day. Now, turning over to Syria, Turkey and Russia have brokered a ceasefire deal for all of Syria. They're waiting for the Syrian government to sign on to it. And basically, we'll start negotiations between the Syrian government and various other political groups there. The U.S.-backed terrorists are not part of this. It's still open season on them, as well as it should be. Now, the only remaining area that the U.S.-backed terrorists are still in control of is Palmyra. And Syria is getting ready to send a 10,000-strong force into Palmyra. Meanwhile, and this is a major, major setback for the U.S., down in southern Syria, the Al-Qaeda rebels have now surrendered to the Syrian army. And a lot of very ugly stuff is starting to come on out. Apparently, mass graves of torture victims have been uncovered in Aleppo. Some of them had parts of their bodies literally chopped off before they were killed. Showing that tantrums know no nationality, the Russian embassy in Damascus has now been shelled twice. And we are getting a report from Russia today that apparently on their way out of town, the U.S.-backed terrorists poisoned the Aleppo water supply. They don't dare drink water out of the faucets right now. They'll think they're in Flint, Michigan or something. And Russia has sent demining crews into Aleppo, and they're discovering weapons made in the United States of America and in Germany. So what went wrong in Syria? Story coming out of the original antiwar.com. How did they blunder this? And basically, it was when the U.S. wanted to just launch an outright invasion, they couldn't get the popular support. Because we all remembered how we were lied to about Saddam's nuclear weapons. And so we weren't buying it that Assad was gassing his own people with chemical weapons, especially after the United Nations chemical weapons inspectors came on out and said, no, it's the U.S.-backed rebels. So that's when they decided to mount this covert program of supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda with weapons. It was covert back then. Now it's over. The U.S. government is openly saying, yeah, we're going to give ISIS and Al-Qaeda man-pad, shoulder-fired missiles. What are you going to do about it? But Syria is a catastrophic failure. It's crippling this agenda of dominating all the oil-rich areas of the Middle East to keep the dollar propped up. Turkey's Erdogan is now claiming he has rock-solid evidence, photos, videos, paperwork, that the U.S. is backing ISIS. And that gets us back to Yves Chandelon, the chief NATO auditor, because now the report is coming on out, this is over in Conservative Daily Post, that he had uncovered the financing chain by which the U.S. had been supplying ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And there's nothing new about this. We got confirmation from this from the leaked emails. We got it from documents pried loose by Judicial Watch. At the same time, the U.S. government and that corporate media were telling you that ISIS and Al-Qaeda were our enemies in the war on terror. President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were sending weapons to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. That meets the legal definition of treason. Now, down in Iraq, the fighting is still going on there around Mosul, and there may be a major, major problem about to happen. You might actually want to fire up Google Earth and go look at the city of Mosul and then follow the Tigris River to the northwest, where you will see the Mosul Dam. Apparently, it is structurally weak. It was built on a poor foundation, and it's fragile. And now, ISIS and the Iraqi forces are basically fighting a battle for that dam. And if that dam were to get hit with any kind of large explosives, it could very easily collapse. It would send a 45-foot wave hundreds of miles downstream. And if there wasn't adequate warning and evacuation, it could kill 1.5 million people if it collapses. And remember World War II, busting people's dams. Oh, that was just great fun. So that could be a really, really bad problem. Now, Obama is getting ready to announce economic sanctions and covert cyber ops against Russia for the hacking of the American election. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. So Obama is out there basically screaming that Russia hacked the election. And you need to remember, there is as much evidence that Russia interfered with the U.S. election as there was evidence that Saddam actually had nuclear weapons, meaning none. None at all. But Obama's out there saying, we're going to hit them with cyber ops because they hacked our elections. And it's just as phony, again, as Saddam's nukes or Assad's sarin gas. And we need to keep in mind the possibility of a false flag. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the war party is desperate to get a war going and get it past the point of no return before Trump can take office. One possibility is a virtual 9/11. And we've written and talked about this before, in which the United States would take down the internet and say it was all the fault of those evil Russians and Chinese. And that would certainly get rid of the problem of the independent media as far as they're concerned. Oh, we can only bring up the websites for the corporate media and everybody else has to stay on out there. The economic blowback from shutting down the internet would be devastating. This last retail season, one of the reasons the shopping malls are in such trouble is people stayed home. They didn't want to get caught up in all those riots and these melees at the stores where people were beating each other up to get a pair of shoes. But he's still out there pushing, Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad. And it does feel very much like the propaganda campaign we were seeing in the run-up to 9/11. Meanwhile, Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham are pushing for a new conflict with Russia. We've got to show them we're tough. Okay, John and Lindsey, here are your rifles. Here are your parachutes. Here's your day-glow orange jumpsuits left over from the CIA's torture center. Have fun. We'll tell Putin you're on your way. So, now then, let's talk about what's going on with Israel. It is rather absurd to see the government of Israel, and in particular Benjamin Netanyahu, arguing a position that Israel has a right to violate international law and that everybody else is wrong for saying you're violating international law, and more to the point that the United States was wrong not to veto the Security Council resolution saying Israel is in violation of international law. That's the position Israel's government and Netanyahu are trying to sell, and they're not getting any traction with it. And the harder they push it, the more ridiculous Israel's government is looking around the world. Childish, throwing a tantrum. They're acting like spoiled brats. Netanyahu's out there trying to say, God blesses our stealing land from the Palestinians. You don't want to go against God. Now, basically, John Kerry came on out and gave a speech today and for once really ripped into Israel and said Israel has to face up to some hard facts. There has to be a two-state solution for what's going on. Palestine has as much a right to exist as Israel does, and Israel's government doesn't want to hear that. Now, as you know, the other day, Netanyahu was saying that Israel is going to reevaluate its relationship to the United Nations, and Israel is going to cut off some funding that they've been giving to the United Nations for certain programs, and they basically got a big yawn, because at this point, most of the people in the United Nations would be perfectly happy if Israel quit. And Israel really wasn't throwing that much money into the UN anyway, so that wasn't a valid threat. So now we're hearing, this is from Fox News no less, Israel's ambassador to the United States is now demanding the United States stop funding the United Nations. They are behaving like spoiled children. And it gets even worse than that. Israel has signaled to New Zealand that that United Nations resolution amounts to a declaration of war. That they actually use that word. Apparently, Israel's attitude is that when somebody says you must obey international law, that's a declaration of war. Yeah, I can just see Israel going up against all those Maoris. Those are tough people down there. Now, Israel was screaming about New Zealand. Israel was screaming about how this was all Obama's fault. And as usual, the government of Israel is ill-informed. Because we are getting from Gilad Atzmon that apparently Great Britain was the one who encouraged these other nations to move forward with this resolution, even after Egypt was bribed or threatened or blackmailed to drop out. And I think what we're seeing here is basically the beginning of the global community finally saying, we've had enough of Israel, and they're whining. We're sick and tired of hearing about the history of World War II because none of us were alive when that happened. Israel's cabinet minister calling Kerry's speech pathetic. They're down to name-calling. You're pathetic. You hate the Jews. You're an anti-Semite. Blah, 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 blah. Now, Israel apparently blinked at one point because they announced they were the Knesset was going to postpone the vote on the new Jerusalem settlement homes. Then they turned right around and approved more settler building in East Jerusalem in a different neighborhood. They just went on out and said, we're going to grab this one here. And they did that ahead of Kerry's speech. Just out there, sent the message from Israel's government is, we're going to do what we want to do, and you cannot stop us. And I am concerned, as many people are, that Trump is sending signals that he's pro-Israel, but then he wouldn't have been elected if he said, I'm anti-Israel. But I think Trump is going to look at this behavior from a business-like point of view and realize that you can't really reach an agreement. They won't keep their side of the bargain. And coming out of the world of business, Donald Trump sets a great store in the keeping of one's word. So, anyway, moving on to the economic news here, and I guess we're going to go ahead and open the phone lines at this point. Make sure that Mike gets that. More and more people concerned about the pension panic, where public sector workers all across the United States, these state-run pensions are in trouble. They all got suckered into investing in the mortgage-backed securities back in 2008. When that fraud collapsed, they're all defunded. And all of these workers who trusted that these were risk-free investments because the government was running this thing, people who entrusted the government to manage their life savings are going to wind up destitute. And it's not just the pensions. Social Security is broke. It's been looted by past presidential administrations, in particular President Bill Clinton, who just took that cash buildup for the baby boomers, moved it into the general ledger, and spent it as general revenues. And they can't put it back. Now, over in India, as you know, India is being used as a test case for the idea of a cash-free society. They're banning cash. They're slowly moving people onto the plastic. They've now actually started banning gold. and confiscating gold. This in a nation that at one time was the world's leading consumer marketplace for gold. They love their bracelets and everything, and that's all gone away here. And Raja M. Na, in an article that came out of The Real News, is saying demonetization has adversely impacted both manufacturing and agricultural growth in India, and how this cash stringency is forcing companies to reduce labor costs and reduce the income of the working class, because now that all the money flows through the banks are collecting fees on it. You don't need to pay your workers all of the money, just pay them most of it, and we get the rest for processing it for you. And as a plus, there can't be a run on the bank when the bank collapses, because there's no way we can give you your wealth in a portable store of value. And that's the real reason for the push for the cashless society, to force you to be dependent on the banks for all of your daily commerce, to lock your money into that bank so that when the bank gets in trouble, the bank can use your money and you cannot. These banks are not thinking about you, the customer, and probably the biggest proof of that right now is the European Central Bank just lowered Deutsche Bank's capital requirements. Why? So Deutsche Bank could pay very generous end-of-the-year bonuses to their executives. Just change the rules. Yeah, we got to take care of those executives. Delta has now canceled a $4 billion order for 18 Boeing 787 Dreamliners in response to falling airfares. Just like anything else in the economy, if you don't have ordinary people with the money to buy goods, services, or travel, then the structure above them has to come crashing down here. Toshiba shares have plummeted after warning of billions in losses. And now Europe, despite the problems they're seeing over in India, Europe is now proposing confiscation of gold. You ordinary slaves and serfs are no longer allowed to have gold because we're cracking down on terrorist financing. No, this has nothing to do with terror. The cashless society is about forcing you to leave your money trapped inside the banks. And that only works if there's no portable store of value available to the public. And that's why every single nation starting to work towards a cashless society is banning private ownership of gold, and soon it'll be silver as well. And I'd like to remind everybody that the Nazis confiscated gold, too. All right, let's grab a phone call. Sherry from South Central Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Thank you very much. This is about hate and why it needs to be in the world. I'm so glad you brought this up, because we should never be told how to think and feel, ever. We need to hear all sides of an issue, negative, positive. This is one of three things I wanted to point out, so we can determine where we stand. To find the truth, you need to hear. You need to use your brain. You need to hear all sides. You have to hear the hate. You have to hear the love. That's all part of living in the world. And how, number two, how are we going to get some benefit from our lives and our experiences in life if we don't exercise our free will? We all need free will. It's natural. We need it. And three, yes, everyone should know how it feels to be discriminated against, so we can be aware of hate's effect. I've had that, being a Californian living in Texas and working with this German lady that was a little off. And I felt it, and there is nothing that feels worse than discrimination. They just want to turn your back on you because you're not the creme de la creme, quote, unquote. And it feels horrible.
Well, the big problem I have right now is all of a sudden somebody has declared by imperial edict that discrimination against white people is okay. And we're seeing these professors saying, oh, it's time for a white genocide. And the liberals are saying the world will be beautiful if we can just get rid of all the straight white males. And unfortunately, Sherry, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Let's grab a couple more phone calls, then we'll do some more news. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to address the female that called in about the antiperspirant, the deodorant, and the aluminum, and the causation possibly that it may be causing breast cancer. And in my study, in my research, I'm not 100% positive, but I think there's causation. And knowing that there's about approximately 25 lymph nodes in the axillary region, that's your armpit region.
Yes.
And the breast tissue aside of that, which is fatty breast tissue, I think what we might be seeing is an accumulation of aluminum in the fatty tissue, which may then lead to breast cancer. That's just my personal opinion on that.
No, I mean, anybody who studied anatomy understands the very close linkage between the lymph nodes in the underarm area and the breast tissue. And the problem is, these days, you can't find any funding for research into the possible harm caused by any commercial products. The research money is all there to say that they're safe and effective and you've got nothing to worry about. And as we found out from that CDC report on vaccines and autism, the reports are being faked and rigged. And at this point, I think, just avoiding chemicals in general, especially those with a metallic base, just seems to make common sense to me. It's certainly the way Claire and I live our lives.
I agree. It does take a little bit of work. I hope she's listening right now. It does take a little work to find an antiperspirant, a deodorant that doesn't have aluminum. But you can find them. They're out there. I saw one at Walmart, and that's what I've been using. It has. It says on there, no aluminum. So I suggest, if she's listening, cut that aluminum out of your deodorant, your antiperspirant, and get a no aluminum.
Yeah, I think she's using one like that.
Yep.
I think right, we had to order it online, too, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I sent you just an email a little bit ago about Vera Rubin. I think her last name is Rubin. She just passed away. She was a scientist. Look for your email on that.
Okay, yeah, I have a few comments about that theory as well. All right, Steve, we're going to let you go. We're going to take Ty in Wisconsin. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, do you mind if I promote my Facebook page and YouTube channel? Because what I'm going to say, I want people to be able to go there, and then you can hear more elaboration on it.
Well, can you sort of give us a summary of what it's all about?
All right, well, I simply want to explain that geographical Israel is not on the heart of God more than any other nation, okay? However, the seed of Abraham, when we're talking about Israel, if you're a Christian, or those that believe in the Bible, I know a lot of your audience does, if you simply go into Galatians chapter 3, it says that the seed of Abraham is Christ, right?
Okay, well, again, I hate to cut you off here, and I don't know why all of a sudden...
That happens all the time on Republic...
Okay. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm getting all these people calling into the show to fling Bible verses at me, but this is a show about politics, and there's some science thrown in there. And again, everybody who's out there on the planet with a sword in their hand stealing land from somebody else can always point to some piece of parchment and say, God says it's okay for me to do this. And obviously from that last comment Ty made, he's been a problem for some of the other hosts here on RBN. Okay, so we're going to take a moment to catch up on the news here. We're finishing up on the economic news. Pending home sales dropped to a 10-month low in November. People are not buying houses. Those inflated housing... There was another real estate bubble. And even worse, there was a rental bubble. We were hearing about, you know, these studio apartments in San Francisco going for $5,000. And as it turned out, those apartments were sitting empty because people don't have that kind of money here. Now, there's a very revealing, I would say alarming article. It's over in the Daily Mail, and it's entitled The Shanty Towns of America. You might want to look for it on the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it's a photo essay of how America's homeless are living now all across the country. And as you look at these pictures, then you do a Yandex search for photos from the Depression of the 1930s, except for the fact that these are in color and the 1930s ones are pretty much in black and white. It's the same scenes all over again. And our prior administrations that are talking about how wonderful our economy is ought to be ashamed of the reality that they have brought to the people of the United States of America. Plenty of money for Israel, plenty of money for war, no money for the American people. That has to change. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about this article in the Daily Mail where they have done a photographic essay of the reality of what life has become in the United States of America. And they have documented all these homeless people all across the country, living underground, living under bridges. And I hold that the true measure of any society is how they treat the most disadvantaged. And in the current United States of America, under the control of the money junkies, our most disadvantaged are being made war on, effectively. Governments are just trying to shoo them along. It's bad for the tourists to see them camped out down in Waikiki. Instead of dealing with the reality that the unemployment numbers coming from the government are a complete fiction. We have more than 90 million legal American citizens willing and able to work who have not been able to find jobs for months, if not years. It makes a mockery of Obama's claim that he is leading America's economic recovery. Because after all, the stock market's doing good. The people on Wall Street are doing really well. What more could you want? I want all Americans to be fed and housed is what I want. I realize that's a heretical view, but that's what I want. We're also seeing another story. This came out of Yahoo.com. Where more and more Americans are now retiring outside the United States. They want to get away from the overregulation. A lot of places outside the U.S. are more attractive economically. A lot of people going down to Panama, Costa Rica, places like that, where you can live much better on your money than you can here in the United States. Speaking of overregulation, the other day we were talking about how up in Oregon there was this couple bought a 10-acre piece of land with a home, and it has a pond on it that's been there for 40 years, was a major plus for the property, its most attractive feature, and the government has come on in and said, you got to fill in the pond. You don't own that water. The government owns that water. You got to fill it on in. If you want water, go buy it from Nestle. And, of course, that is going to negatively impact the value of their home. That pond was a big part of it. Their mortgage is going to be underwater, meaning that without that pond, the assessed value of that home is now going to be much lower, possibly lower than the amount of money they owe on the mortgage. So today, we actually had a little dose of that overregulation nonsense ourselves. Earlier today, Claire and I went down to the local drugstore, and Claire wanted to get some nail polish remover because she wanted to remove the nail polish and trim her nails back, because now that I've restrung her harp, she's starting to play the harp again, and you can't do that with long nails. And we get to the cash register, and the clerk there demands to see Claire's ID, because apparently nail polish remover is now restricted. That's the word they used. It's restricted. Really? Does somebody think that I'm going to, like, attack a total stranger and remove their nail polish? And apparently the issue is that nail polish remover contains acetone, which can be used to manufacture illegal drugs. There's only a couple of problems with that. The other chemicals that are in the nail polish remover are toxic. You're not going to be making any illegal drugs with nail polish remover, because you will die or you'll get very, very sick. And I remember a while back wanting to get some pure ethyl alcohol to use as lens cleaner on optics, my telescopes and so forth. And I was told that's restricted, has to be denatured. And the denatured alcohol, whatever it was they put in there to denature it, left this film on the glass that basically rendered it unusable. And it turned out all of this stuff was nonsense, because you can go to the liquor store and buy bottles of Everclear, which is nothing but pure ethyl alcohol. So I got a bottle of that, mixed it 50-50 with distilled water, and I got all the lens cleaner I could ever use. And you can go to the hardware store and buy cans of acetone. This is just this constant creep of bureaucracy that interferes with our life, inconveniences us, and accomplishes absolutely nothing. When I was with my first wife, I got exposed to a little bit of the world of illicit drug trafficking. And I can tell you right now, they don't, in point of fact, go to the store and get little tiny bottles of nail polish remover or anything else to make their product. They just have the big bulk containers shipped in by the CIA to make whatever it is they're going to be making. And it really is ridiculous, but it justifies some bureaucrat's salary. Some congressman's nephew, twice removed, needed a job. Well, we're going to deal with the scourge of nail polish remover. I mean, it really is ridiculous here. The only part of our economy that is doing really well is public relations, which is being paid to lie to the American people. That's a booming business. The other one, of course, is weapons sales. And it turned out that in 2015, last year, the U.S. was number one worldwide in weapons sales at $40 billion of mechanized death that was sold all around the world. And the largest purchasers were developing nations. Qatar, for example, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and they're using it on the Yemenites. But there's a problem there as well, because all of a sudden these countries are realizing America's weapons are overpriced, they're of inferior quality, and they are starting to cancel American contracts and go to Russia and China, who are producing superior weapons at a lower cost. Everybody got too greedy, even Boeing with the new Air Force One, and certainly that monster F-35. It's just ridiculous. Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call from Barbara in Los Angeles. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes. Can I get some help?
Well, that all depends on what help you need.
Protection from Mexican gangsters.
You need to go to the police for that. You need to call the police. You need to call the FBI or the DEA. I'm a talk radio host. I have absolutely nothing I can contribute to protecting you from the Mexican mafia. So I don't know if you dialed the wrong number or what's going on, but sorry, I can't help you, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. Now then, turning to the areas of immigration, apparently Angela Merkel's ambitions to win a new term as Chancellor of Germany are fading rapidly because the right-wing anti-immigration AfD party has now moved ahead in the polls. So that is definitely a change in the wind. This new world order, globalist blur, everybody together is falling apart. And apparently up in New York, Suffolk County Sheriff Vincent DeMarco had just abandoned his sanctuary cities policy ahead of the inauguration. So the sanctuary cities are starting to shut down. This open defiance of U.S. immigration law, that's starting to go away. And we can start looking at deportations. You want to have jobs? Boy, there's an employment opportunity. Illegal immigrant hunter, refugee hunter. Now then, as you know, there was this horrible incident where this plane, this Russian passenger plane crashed, and it unfortunately killed quite a few members of Russia's army choir, who were one of the best in the world. You can go out and find them on YouTube. They were just amazing, amazing people. And it was a horrible tragedy, and everybody's trying to speculate what's going on. But as it turns out, the flight data recorder is revealing that when the flight crew tried to extend the flaps, they didn't extend by the same amount at the same time, which is going to throw the plane into a hard roll. Now, that's what the flight data recorders are reporting. What the flight data recorder cannot reveal is, was it a simple mechanical failure, or did somebody sabotage the aircraft before it took off? So, we don't know. But we know there's been a lot of attempts to provoke Russia. All right, let's take some phone calls. Tom in Utah, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, as I understand, you were in the Hollywood crowd for a while.
Yes, I was. I spent quite a few years in film production.
Paul McCartney had me come up there and speak to about 3,000 gathered at Paramount Studios after Linda had died with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And were you at that gala, perchance?
No, I was not. Mostly, my work was around. The studios up in the valley, the Burbank studios in Universal, and mostly the early CGI shops.
Okay. Yeah. No. I'd actually Paul had learned about me through a friend and had me come and speak to all of his friends at that gala after Lynn had died with breast cancer. So I was going to add a little bit of understanding from the pathology lab on breast cancer and female cancers. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people have been made aware of this, not just the aluminum as a factor, but of course a big factor is the overdosing of our public, or specifically our women, with estrogens.
And then there's also, of course, the constant x-raying for the mammograms, because we know radiation, including x-rays, can cause cancer. And the concern that was raised was that in the name of churning more revenues out of the patients with yearly mammograms, that they may have actually been giving women more cancer than the mammograms itself were actually detecting.
Yeah,
what's really interesting, though, is I remember, this is going back like maybe 15 years, there was a new approach for breast cancer screening called diaphanography, where they illuminated the tissues with infrared and used infrared sensors to look inside. But why that didn't take off, why that wasn't adopted opposed to hard x-rays, I really don't know. Maybe because they were still making payments on the x-ray machines.
Follow the money. The other thing I wanted to mention to you, I'm Jewish by ancestry. Mm-hmm. My relatives in Israel are fed up with being used as cannon fodder for the Zionist international banking cabalists, you know, that are putting their lives at risk. In fact, some of them have been leaving Israel because of the fact that with the provocation of the Palestinians, which they feel, my relatives feel like the Palestinians have been abused and violated. And they wish that Netanyahu and all these other criminals would stop it, because they'd love to live in peace.
Well, I think we'd all like to live in peace. And I mean, the history has shown that Christians, Muslims, Jews can get along just fine. But unfortunately, politicians like to create chaos and discord because that's how they sell their importance to the masses. Oh, it's a terrible world, and I will save you if you will vote for me and give me your money.
The other thing, this is just off the side, I since I'm blind, you know, I was assaulted after testifying in Washington on exposing a issue put in place, and I'm hoping that you have a chance or had a chance to look at my issue on that website, gassingamerica.com. That was put in place by the cabal around Henry Kissinger, but then the Clintons have, exploited or profited from this poisoning issue that I've identified in that gassingamerica.com. So when you get a chance, I really wish you would look at it. You know, after testifying, I got assaulted, and I've been left blind, broken, homeless. So I'm frustrated because I can't get into the web, and I need somebody to help me to do the research on the bill that was put in place in June 15th of 1976 that set this whole poisoning problem in motion.
Well, I remember in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, and they had all those trailer homes for the people to live in, and they were just saturated with formaldehyde, which
well,
is...
I was the scientist brought down by the deputy sheriff in New Orleans, Jesse Finneran. You can Google his name. You can see his work, but then you can see mine.
Okay.
I was the one that identified that problem and explained to them why they were losing babies and elderly even 3 years after the fact. And that's also part of that website, Gassing America. So
okay, I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at it right now, and I'll go through it after the radio show is over, I'll decide then if I'm going to put it up or not. But we know that there are a lot of chemicals which are very popular with manufacturers because they're inexpensive.
Out of my labors, I got the CDC, who used to be my working partners back when I was working pathology. And it was the women of the CDC, I have to give credit to the women, the mothers and grandmothers, that pushed the man to do the investigation on that whole industry and expose that plethora of toxins that these people are being subjected to. But you know, who lives in a manufactured mobile home?
The poor.
So you're talking about the homeless. Well, these are the next two homeless. and it is a genocidal program, as far as I'm concerned. You know, I sound crazy when I say that, but the only thing that explains it. How do you deliberately do this to people, especially in the government?
Because it maximized your profits. You know, it's not a deliberate genocide. It is simply the cheapest way to make the product to maximize profitability. And that's why I keep saying this lust for these pieces of paper with ink all over them has destroyed the best qualities of what it used to be an American, which was altruistic, innovative, entrepreneurial. Anyway, listen, I'm going to have to let you go here because we're coming up on a commercial break here right now, but I am looking at your website, and I'll probably put it up there after the show is over, okay?
It's been hijacked.
All right, so we'll
been hijacked.
Okay, we'll be right back after these few words.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a couple more phone calls as we come up in the top of the hour. Ralph in New York City, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. How you doing? I want to ask you a question. What is the budget cost for Secret Service agents to protect politicians a year? Is there a survey what it costs to protect presidents and former presidents?
I imagine there probably is some place. I don't have those figures off the top of my head, but I do know that Donald Trump has his own private security from a Russian company operating.
That's going to the White House.
Yeah, he's keeping him going into the White House, and he should.
Wow.
Because Trump has got so many, he's got as many elements of our current establishment opposed to him as John F. Kennedy did.
Wow, so it's even worse than Kennedy.
Well, the threat to his life is probably equal to that of John F. Kennedy.
Wow, I thought Obama was when he first came in the White House.
Obama was in danger or Obama was a threat?
Well, I'm just saying, as his security detail, when he came into the White House, it was more, instead of budget for Secret Service, was much more updated, more than any other president since he came in, or Trump will be double than that?
I don't have those numbers. It's definitely going to be worth looking at. I think one of the reasons that Donald Trump has hired this Russian company is because the performance of the Secret Service during the Obama years has been abysmal. The White House was shot at. They didn't even realize it for 4 days. There was that guy who hopped the fence, got into the East Room. And to be very honest, I wasn't very impressed with the Secret Service who checked out Claire and I all those years ago during Christmas when we were handing out food to the hungry and homeless. And then there was that ugly incident where one of these agents got into an argument with a local guy at the McDonald's down in Waikiki and shot him. So I think probably Trump is looking at the current Secret Service as not being an effective force. And we're even hearing from the Secret Service itself, they're having trouble recruiting people, good people.
Wow. So there's a crisis.
Well, there's definitely a crisis, and Trump has already fixed it. Now, that being said, whether it was Secret Service or Trump's detail, they did protect him during the sort of half-hearted attacks on him, the guy who jumped the line with the knife, the guy in Texas who grabbed the security guard's gun. There was that other incident where they hustled him off the stage. And again, that was Trump's private security, not the Secret Service protective detail.
Wow, because the NYPD is basically guarding Trump Tower here in New York City, and Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to bill him $35 million for budget overcost. Now, how will that detail work out between the mayor and this incoming president coming now? Would that be just write him a check or what?
I imagine there'll be an appropriation there, because after January 20th and Donald Trump is not there at Trump Tower, then the normal security that all such buildings have will be sufficient. And at that point, I'm sure they'll work out some kind of an arrangement. But if de Blasio is upset about the cost of the security, then he should be talking to all the crybaby snowflakes and buttercups who are out there doing dumb stunts like leaving packages to get the bomb squad out there. And perhaps they should be getting the bills for all of this extra security that's needed. Anyway, listen, Ralph... Got to let you go. Got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.